These days, our technology is getting smarter. We don't just talk on our phones, we talk to them.
Okay, Google, what's a double fisherman's knot?
The double and triple fisherman's knot are used in arboriculture culture.
She got it right, man.
Yeah, see?
That's an ad for Google's latest version of its voice recognition app. And as we all know, Siri is already a household name. And speaking of houses, our homes are getting smarter, too. There are thermostats that you can control from your cell phone and smoke detectors that will text you if there's a fire. San Franciscan Tom Coates has taken this technology one step further. He's designed his home to track its vitals and tweet them out to the world, all triggered by a network of Wi-Fi-enabled sensors. KALW's Liz Pfeffer met up with Coates for an offline introduction to the only home in San Francisco with its own Twitter following. Here's the story.
Siri announces me as I get through the gate at Tom Coates' house.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Your destination is on the left.
It was pretty fitting because technology has a mind of its own around here.
This is my little floor cleaning robot. Hopefully it will come out in a second and then I can turn him off. Oh, there we are.
No, come back. There we go.
Great. So, tell me a little bit about this place. It's like a little cottage.
Yeah, it's a little earthquake cottage.
Coates lives in a bright two-story cottage in the Mission District, one of 5,000 built for refugees of the 1906 earthquake. You would never suspect this 100-year-old home is leading a techno-animistic double life, that the rooms have tiny portals connecting the built world to the internet world.
So the new technologies come along all the time, and almost nothing, well, nothing that I've done in this house is particularly complicated. Nothing that I've done is really very expensive. Like, every piece of equipment in here was bought off the internet. There's no extra kind of programming or code written for it at all. It's all pre-existing services. Anyone could do it.
These portals are sensors, little devices that detect and react to different human and environmental triggers. Coates' house always welcomes him home with a tweet, and the lights in the office automatically turn on at sundown.
There is a system called Wemo from Belkin, and I have light switches for my main lights in my sitting room and for a neon sign I have in the sitting room as well, and for each of the rooms upstairs.
You can see the long bridge between this and the technology in the movie Her. But instead of one super intelligent computer running the show, Coates connects to the objects in his house with Wi-Fi and easy-to-use mobile apps.
I also have down here by my plant, I have a thing called a Twine, which is from a company called Super Mechanical, and that can measure all kinds of things. But I've got it hooked up to get the temperature and whether that plant in the corner is being watered or not.
In front of the TV, there's a Belkin motion sensor that knows if there's activity in the living room.
And next to it, a webcam by a company called Dropcam that I can see what's going on in the house at any time through my phone. So one of the things that I really like is that if I'm not at home and someone comes in, the motion sensor will pick that up. The house will then tweet at me to say,
"Hey, Tom, there's someone in the house. Is that you?"
If it isn't me, I can turn on the webcam and have a look immediately and see who's in the house. I can turn all the lights around them and see what's going on if it's too dark. And the drop cam even has a little speaker in it, so I can actually speak through my mobile phone and say, "What are you doing in my house?" Or I can, obviously, more likely, call the police.
On one hand, this seems like a great security system. But Coates also has to give up some privacy to communicate with his house on Twitter. When he checks in on Foursquare, his house tweets it publicly.
"Looks like Tom's gone out. I saw him check in at In-N-Out Burger."
House of Coates has more than 1,000 followers, but anyone can see the feed. And Coates is fine with it.
I think more it's just that kind of sense of wanting to have some kind of connection with your home, and both in a kind of like slightly woolly hippie way, but also in a, when I'm traveling, when I'm anywhere, I can just check in and see how the house is doing. And that's really pleasant and nice for me. Also, of course, the plant tells me when it needs watering, although you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at it.
All of the house's capabilities are enabled through a simple website called If This, Then That. It's a simple way of setting automatic responses based on a certain prompt. So if Coates steps on his internet-connected scale, House of Coates tweets,
Tom just weighed himself. I'm going to leave it up to him to tell you if it's good news, though.
Or if the thermostat reaches a certain level,
it's getting warm in here today. I'd say it's probably reached something like 72. That's a little warmer than I usually like it.
It gives the house its own unique character.
I suppose in the, you know, a long time ago, it would be called animism. It's like the belief that objects had their own kind of spirits and personalities. But then, yeah, anthropomorphizing to some extent. Or an avatar. You know, my house is an avatar on the internet. It uses it to communicate with me.
And the rest of the world also sees its personality.
I made a tweet the other day. It said to people, you do realize I'm just a house, right? You know, and that you'd be surprised the responses it gets. Because it's friendly, people like talking to it. You know, because it's just a house with a smile and just says nice things, people start conversations with my house all the time. And unfortunately, it's not quite yet able to respond. That'll come with time, obviously. But in the meantime, I do it for it.
Coates says he's going to keep playing with his house, take its connectedness farther, get one of those Nest thermostats, or install door locks he can operate remotely.
Anyone could just buy a few things that they think are interesting, put them in their homes, and suddenly get access to a new range of weird superpowers. You know, that's what I'm after, like new superpowers for people, new superpowers for objects, superpowers for fridges.
There are different ways to look at Coates' pad. Maybe it's like the $6 million man house. Or maybe it's some kind of a half-animate Frankenhome. To Coates, it's something cuter.
Yeah, it sort of turned into this very nice personality and very nice kind of like weird little Twitter friend that that I like hanging out with.
Whatever you see for Tom Coates, it's just home, tweet home. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Pfeffer for Cross Currents.